You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Friday, March 9th, 2018, week 238. I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
This is Destiny Pizza. Gotta get in there quick.
Yeah.
We have such a packed show.
Yeah. It's so action-packed with stuff and things.
Let's get into Netflix recommendations. My recommendation this week is The Push with Darren Brown. This guy is tricking people to kill people. What?
You know what I always wonder about these shows is, like, if there's these pranks going on, but you do something terrible to them, they're not responsible for their action, are they? Like, to what point do you become responsible for your action, even though they're trying to push you to do something? Like, say the guy starts, like trying to do a prank,
jackass,
and I punch him in the face, or like I pull out a gun and I shoot you, like the stream measure.
Is in England, so guns aren't things.
Like, I know, but like pretty much any, like, show where they're pranking you. I feel like you've got carte blanche to do what you want, no?
Like, not even, well, when you don't know. Like, it's like a hidden camera prank show?
Yeah. Like, in Practical Jokers, they do something to me and I punch them in the face. Is that okay?
No, but I think it'd still be considered assault because you can't just go around punching people in the face.
I guess, but like, they're pushing you to a place sometimes.
They're pushing you, literally. The Push with Darren Brown. On Netflix.
No. I'm just curious about these things. Like, what is it, because it's on TV, do I have any extra protection, or is it the fact that, no, it's just you're in regular life and this could happen to you at any moment? You have the same rules. I know. I don't think anyone has the answer. I'm always curious about that because I'm like, but yeah, but you're agitating him. Like, that situation wouldn't happen unless it was a TV show, I don't think.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
No, but this one is like a series of steps that he gets himself into.
One more specifically, so, if they push him to kill somebody, and he actually does think he would have killed somebody.
Well, the thing is, he does other things in the night that are also illegal.
Yeah, that's one thing, but he's not responsible for them, I'm assuming, because it's a TV show.
Yeah. But, well, like, he doesn't know they're not illegal because he's doing them thinking it's illegal.
Yeah.
I don't want to give it away.
Yeah.
Like, when he smokes crystal meth.
Yeah. But if they were to make him do something illegal that he didn't know was illegal, are they liable for it?
No.
Is he liable for it?
Yeah, it's the same way if I trick anyone to do something illegal, I guess. You can't just trick people into doing illegal stuff.
I think that makes you the illegal party, the one tricking, also, and the one doing. I think you're both responsible. I don't think you can do that as a TV show.
If you can pin it on me, go for it.
It's on camera!
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't release a TV show if I'm going around tricking people to do illegal stuff.
Yeah, so maybe there's people that do these prank shows and they don't release that stuff because they're like, this was
It's not
bad.
Really a prank show.
This was pretty bad.
Oh, maybe.
I wonder if those exist. They have to, somewhere.
Well, speaking of prank shows, there's this weirdest thing. I follow the Impractical Jokers. I follow all of them on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And Murr posted this thing about being, because there's that big nor'easter storm.
Yes.
He's like, oh, I was at this place in Maryland. He posted a picture of the bar. It was like a bar/restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And we were stuck in there and they fed me and my family and gave us like drinks and people let us stay in their house, which we took an offer up on. And I was like, I wonder how, this looks like where my aunt lives.
Yeah.
6 minutes away.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was like, huh, what are the chances?
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
You didn't know, but Murr stayed at their house.
Yeah. That'd be even crazier.
Yeah.
No, because I was like, she owns a motel. Like, there's a dental room, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, why would it be hard to find a place?
No, I think they were just, like, they couldn't go anywhere because it was snowing so much. Yeah. But yeah, that's my recommendation on Netflix.
All right, I will recommend 300, a Zack Snyder film.
That's last good one.
Could be true. I think probably. I can't think. I don't know all Zack Snyder films, but I knew I liked this one.
I think this one was before or after Watchmen. That's why.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to place in the chronology. When stuff was released. But a lot of fun. A lot of jack dudes fighting people. A lot of memorable lines.
Oh, no, Watchmen was 2009. I'm mistaken.
Okay, so mistaken. Not the last Zack Snyder good film. So I recommend it. It is on Netflix
now. Oh, sorry. Legends of the Guardians of the Owls of Gaohul was in 2010.
That was Zack Snyder?
I never saw it.
That was Zack Snyder?
Yeah, that was him.
That was Zack. That does not sound like a Zack Snyder.
He directed it.
Cool. I need to check that movie out.
It's crazy.
Yeah, that's shocking to me. Would not have guessed that.
Yeah. Oh, Dawn of the Dead. Okay. Continue.
Yeah, good movie. Check it out. It's on Netflix. Today.
Yeah. How was your week?
My week? Let's see. I went to Universal this week, which was cool because it was like super not crowded at all.
Because it was raining.
Because it was like kind of raining. But like it wasn't raining when I was in the... It was weird. We were driving up and like it was sunny here. And then as we drove up, it was like super rainy. But then right when we got in the park, it was like super sunny. It seemed like everywhere surrounding it was raining, but like the park was all sunny. So like the whole time we were there, it probably only raining 20 minutes total. So it was like perfect, like the longest, like the big ride that's usually packed is like that Harry Potter ride, which some like we've been there and sometimes like in the middle of the day, it's like 2 hour wait.
Yeah.
But the longest it was today was like 30 minutes. So like that's nothing cool. Was longer than like 30 minutes the whole time. So
that's great.
It was like the perfect day to go because like no, the rain just scares every
person, like,
every California person away. Yeah. So the only people there are probably there who already planned to go there or whatever.
And didn't know about it was going to rain.
Yeah. So that was cool. Nothing really else going on. What would you?
Were you evacuated?
Evacuated.
Because I heard they evacuated a lot of people in Ventura because of like the storm, and they're worried that there's gonna be mudslides because of the fires.
I wasn't. Cause, well, I don't think it really started till Friday. When did the rains really?
Yeah, but they evacuated people Friday morning. That's why.
Okay.
I was gonna text you, and work. I was like, it's fine.
Nah, like, I'm down in Oxnard, so I don't think that any of that stuff really ever gets to me. I'm kind of away from all that stuff. They don't think they really evacuate. But anyways, I was at work too, so then they wouldn't. I wouldn't have evacuated from work. So yeah, nothing's really going on. I didn't even hear about that. See, sometimes people hear stuff and I'm like, I don't even like the fire. I didn't really know much about them, and I was right next to them.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, I just don't know much about them.
I guess I
don't pay attention to the news that much.
Which you probably should now.
Which I probably should.
Now it makes sense where I'm like, oh, this is why my parents watch news, because like there's stuff happening around us.
Yeah. So I think it's kind of bad because I really don't pay attention to a lot of news, because there's so much, like, I should just pay attention to like local news.
Sign up for like Nextdoor or something like that. Yeah,
because there's just so much bad news out there that's annoying, that's like just not really news at all. It's just like,
well, like
they call everything news now, that a ton of it's not news.
I subscribe to this Facebook group. I'm a member of this Facebook group for Mission Viejo.
Yeah.
And there were like two break-ins in Pacific Hills 2 days ago on the same street.
Okay, I need to start signing up for these news because that stuff's just interesting.
It's crazy. And they found the stuff in a pawn shop in Garden Grove.
Wow. Yeah. For some reason, I used to think if I don't hear about it, it can't be that big a news.
Yeah, and that's not true anymore.
That's never true. That's never been true.
Yeah.
So yeah,
let's see what I was sick 2 days. Then I went to work.
Yeah, I've been avoiding it. It's pretty good so far. So I'm glad that's happened.
Yeah,
is the season over? The sickness
flu season?
Yeah,
no,
I don't know what.
Apparently, the Florida shooter lost his mom to that flu.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Let's see, that's what caused him to snap. That's what people are linking it. I was like, okay, like
that's pretty great. Well, he's got nothing to lose.
Maybe. Yeah. You hear about the guy who shot himself near the White House?
No. What was he trying to
do? Jumped the gate and shot himself.
Why did he do that?
Why does anyone shoot themselves? I don't know.
Well, I mean,
didn't leave a note or anything that they released.
I should have left a note.
Should have released.
Maybe
a note.
He did. Maybe leave a note. He's like, oh, then they'll read my note. And it's like, no, man.
You still have zero friends. This guy's annoying on Facebook.
Why don't they like build the fence high? Or like, what's up with the fence? Like,
I don't know.
Anybody can get over that thing, it seems.
Yeah.
Like, were they on, like, because that happens all the time. Everyone jumps that fence. I feel like it's, they need a bigger fence or something.
But it always happens when the president isn't there.
Maybe because people aren't able to climb the fence.
Maybe they lower the fence when the president's there.
let's just, yeah, like, people are going to want to jump. We just want to get rid of people who are trying to come here. Like, when he is here, so let's lower.
Let's just raise the fence when the president's there.
That would be funny.
How hard could that be? That can't be that hard.
No, I'm sure they got fences that go up and down easy. No problem.
No, I'm just saying, go from like 8 feet to 12 feet. Just raise it up.
It's not obvious that you would be like, that is way different.
Yeah.
It's not, I can just, it's not like jumping over a fence. You still got to climb it. But it's just like, oh, it seems more doable to a crazy person.
You think if I Google how tall is a fence around the White House, I'd get on a watch list?
They're almost more likely to catch you typing that into your phone than they are of you actually trying to just jump it, it seems like.
Yeah. Okay. Oh. Huh.
Isn't that crazy? It's probably easier for them to find something, find out what you're typing on there than it is to us, like, just talking about it on this podcast.
Yeah. I feel like no one listens to this podcast.
Well, I don't think it goes through some kind of algorithm where it's like they could search what we're saying. Maybe they do.
The feet, it's, know. Or the, okay, so I'm getting some. Six feet.
That's it?
This other article says what? 7'6".
People are taller than that.
But they're putting a new fence around it, and now it's 13 feet.
Okay. Because all these people are jumping it, I think. Why don't they, like, electrify the fence or should do something weird? Or is that too, like, extreme?
That's too much, yeah.
But, like it, nobody's, like, walking around out there, are they?
Yeah, you could just walk up on the sidewalk.
But, like, there's protests guards, and stuff. Like, everywhere outside the doors.
Yeah, you can't, of the White House, and there's gates.
Yeah, if you actually get inside the fence, it's not doing much.
Some dude made it into the White House. That's when Obama was president.
That's what I understand.
And that was the day that the guard, it was the first time there was a woman guard at the White House. Mm-hmm. At the door.
There you go.
Joe Rogan has a bit about it.
Does he?
Yeah. With a knife. The person came in with a knife.
It's a weird coincidence. Or was it?
Yeah, probably. The person was probably nervous.
Most likely.
It's a lot of pressure of the day.
Yeah, they're like, oh no, my first day. If something happens now, we'll never let a woman guard the White House again.
What else happened this week? I tried those Doritos Blaze chips. Pretty hot.
Pretty hot?
Yeah.
Pretty hot for you, that's pretty hot.
It's all right.
Too hot for me?
Definitely.
Couldn't even, like, eat one?
You could eat them.
Wait, what's the... There's some challenge going on?
Yeah, some Blaze
chips. Is that the one?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think I can handle it then. I see people on the news reacting, I'm like...
It's not that spicy.
Okay. Why do people on the news freak out?
Because they probably get paid.
to freak out?
Yeah.
Like, it's always, like, the white dude freaking out.
Because, like, Amazon had this thing where you buy a bag for $2, like, a little bag for $2, mm-hmm. and they give you $2 credit.
Mm-hmm.
And then they did the same thing with Mountain Dew. You buy a little can for $2.
So they $2 credit. Get their product out there.
Yeah.
Get some viralness.
So I was like, why not?
Yeah. Is that? Yeah, because they had that bowl, Super Bowl.
The
ad.
Ice versus Blaze.
Yeah. And now they don't really show that commercial. Weird. Like, you guys spent money.
I was like, that was a good commercial.
Yeah. Show me some.
See, like, Peter Dinklage rapping and Morgan Freeman rapping.
Yeah. I'm like, where is that commercial? Just not there.
I didn't really do much. My niece and nephew are here.
Mm-hmm.
So just entertaining them. Watched Maleficent last night.
Cool. Still good movie? Good?
Yeah.
They good?
Thought it'd be scarier for them, but it wasn't.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, it seemed like a pretty scary movie, kind of. It's like, most of it's like dark.
It's that one dude that's in everything. I forgot he was in it.
The dude who's the crow?
Or
the,
no.
The dude who's the king?
Yeah. He's like that South African guy.
Oh, yeah. That's the dude in like District 9?
Yeah, I think it's that guy. And he's in everything. I love him.
He's in all the, what's the director's?
Neil Blomkamp.
Yeah, he's in all those movies.
I think it's that guy. Because I was watching something else and I was like, Jesus Christ, this guy is everywhere.
I didn't realize that was him. Because he doesn't have like this South African accent. So it's like, it's got to be a different guy. He's got a beard, I think.
Maybe it isn't him. It is him.
Yeah.
Charlto Copley was born in Johannesburg, South Africa.
Hmm.
He's in Chappie. He is Chappie.
Oh, he is?
He's in Gringo.
Oh, he's in Gringo.
That's where it was, yeah. Where I was like, Jesus, guy's in everything.
Yeah. I think he's in Elysium. Is Elysium Neil Blomkamp?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's in the A-Team. He's Murdoch.
Mm. Yeah, he is in everything.
Yeah. Can't think of anything else I've done this week. Just been drinking bubbly and that. My friend sent me these videos of this girl who eats a lot of food. I guess it's this thing on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. She just eats it on YouTube, a lot of food?
Yeah.
Like, you can see her eat a ton of food?
Yeah.
And you're like, that's a lot of food. I couldn't eat that much?
Yeah. Weird. And she's like, I think it relaxes me.
To eat on camera?
No, my friend said to watch it.
Oh, to watch
it. It relaxes her. Bro, it's called.
Oh, wasn't there some Szechuan sauce thing this week?
Yeah, I heard it doesn't taste too good.
Oh.
It's not. It tastes disgusting.
Really? That's probably why they never brought it back till now. Or it just doesn't taste the same.
Let's see, where is it? What's it called? There's like a certain term for this style of video. And I didn't know if I was like this old.
I think we are too old. YouTube. Too young.
But like these people
just not in that scene.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
I feel like you have to be just plugged into it. Because like, I watch YouTube, but YouTube's not the same. I'm not
like your YouTube.
I don't watch YouTubers.
Oh, there we go.
That's okay, what it I found is. It. I don't watch YouTubers.
Mukbangs.
I just watch stuff on YouTube. Very different.
And it's this girl, lives in Fullerton, and she just talks about her ex while eating spicy food. Where's Hyunny Eats or something? I don't know what it is.
Okay, so there's more to it than just eating.
But she has a big following, I think. 450,000. I guess that's pretty big. But so she does this spicy challenge, like eating. That's what it was. My friend was like, let's go get this in like Koreatown or something. Look at that bowl. That bowl looks huge.
Yeah.
And she just eats for 25 minutes. But she eats like a champ. Like, watch this. It looks spicy, first of all. And she's all... Mike?
Yes?
Will you do this?
I think it's too spicy. I can't...
What is even too spicy? What does that even mean?
It means my mouth is going to be on fire. Look, if it's spicy, when anybody reacts to it...
So the crazy thing is...
I think you eat spicy food, that's a problem for me.
Yeah, so...
I need you to just be like, it's okay. It's okay.
And be like, I was like looking through her videos, and then I was like, she does the 5 nuclear fire noodles in 10 minutes. That is crazy. She eats. So it's a.
It's interesting, like the placement up, like it's like specifically placed.
Yeah.
It's always in the same position.
Yeah, it's like the Korean noodles. But it's like a style of video, apparently, that's really popular in Korea. Huh. So this one's like double spicy of like the Korean fire noodles. I've had this one. It's very spicy. I couldn't imagine eating 5 of these packets. That's just a lot of food.
Yeah.
And then in 10 minutes. 1 in 10 minutes isn't too bad because like you're like, I just want to get this over with. But that's like a lot of food.
Man, yeah.
But this area is so white still. Drives me crazy.
Ta-da! The challenge is this. I have five here, and I have five here, and I try to finish everything. So,
do you think she can do it?
Yes.
Get ready? Set.
I do, because, like, why would you upload a video of yourself failing?
Yeah.
Look at that!
Why? You're like, choke on it.
But that's a lot. You have to eat a lot in 5 minutes.
Yeah, that it doesn't matter how spicy. Eating that much in 5 or 10 minutes is hard.
No, 10 minutes, sorry.
This one, you won't have enough time to talk. Oh my gosh, how do you...
I feel like there has to be a technique. This is like a speed eating challenge almost.
Yeah.
What is that?
Oh. It already...
just kills it, man. Look at her face. That's all...
That's what I'm saying.
Look at her eyes.
She's like dying.
It must be cucumber something.
Not look pleasant.
Yeah, she looks like she's dying. That's impressive.
Yeah.
Are you relaxed?
Well, I think you have to, it has to be a thing where you watch the whole thing. I can't
remember. No, where you just fast forward through it?
Yeah, I don't think that's the relaxing part, but.
And I don't think this is the relaxing video. I think it's like the one where she's just eating a lot of food.
That's too stressful for me.
That was so dry, guys.
That just seems stressful.
Okay, how about this one? It's crazy because these videos are so long, like 15 minutes. I'm not going to watch a video for 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's the thing. People watch these YouTube videos. They watch like these long videos. I'm like, it's a long video. I can't really watch a video longer than like 5 minutes.
But then I do watch some podcast videos. I do like these noodles though. I would like to eat with her though. Because I feel like I can do whatever I want. And she can't judge me because that's how she eats.
Yeah, that's true. You can put like the whole bowl in her mouth.
And then I'm just like, yep, I'm going to wear this bowl as a hat.
Like, okay, whatever you want to do. Make it.
Yeah, I'll stop this. But that's what the kids are doing, apparently.
Yeah, people find these communities on YouTube and it's like, I don't know how. I think it's just over my head.
She has a check mark, so I think it must be a subscribed to her. Why not? Oh, Taco Bell. You want to watch someone eat a lot of Taco Bell, Mike?
That doesn't look like that much Taco Bell. Oh, that's a lot of Taco Bell.
There you go. 7-layer burrito and 6 sauces. I'm going to start.
She should be a professional eater. The dog.
It's like a husky or something. That's a lot of food.
That's a ton of food. How often are these? Does she have a video?
I don't know. But I want to see this. She eats the world's hottest chip. Would you do this if I did it too?
No, yeah, you can do it easy.
What do you mean I can do it easy? This is the hottest chip in the world. I
can't do it.
They only sell you one chip.
No, I can't do it.
I'll buy you a milkshake.
It won't help. That's the problem. I like to watch you do it, though.
I don't want to do it alone.
I could do like you do, and I could do something half as hot, and it'll be worse for me.
How about you eat half a chip, and I'll eat a whole chip?
I think even me in a bite and you in a whole chip is still bad. I get that bad end of it.
You hear these warnings?
Same.
How big is this chip? We have gloves?
It's even in a bag, in a box. It has gloves. I don't know.
Carolina Reaper?
I think this is the one I see the newsmen do, and they...
Yeah, this is the one I think you see.
They don't enjoy it. I mean, I don't like when people who like eat spicy foods freak out about it. Literally put it on her tongue and then... Yeah, see, I'm not doing that. Can't do it.
She looks like she's handling herself, Mike.
I think she can eat spicy food. That's what I'm saying. Give me one of those people freaking out. That's my level.
You want me to find like the whitest person I could find?
I bet you. Chip? Yeah, and then they'll be freaking out. She's still. She's...
I wonder if Fuck Troll did this with me.
Weird thing. Look at these people.
Shaq, is that the one you saw, maybe? You seen Shaq?
No,
eat
I just
it?
Saw a random like news people. Doing it. He can't even handle the dust from a chip.
He's crying.
Yeah. Can't do that.
Because Shaq, what? Come on, you can do whatever Shaq can
no
do.
No way. No way.
Anyways.
I don't even think I can do the dust. I think I'd still freak
out. I have some Carolina Reaper powder downstairs if you want to try that.
No.
On Netflix today, AICO International Season 1, Collateral Limited Series, Love Season 3. My next guest needs no introduction with David Letterman, Malala Yousafzai. Nailed It Season 1, and The Outsider and Trolls The Beat Goes On Season 2. Tomorrow, the 10th, Septiembre, Un Latino en Silencio. Silencio. Watch that stuff.
It's on Netflix, guys.
It's on Netflix. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.